We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming today to chapter 20. We'll read verses 1 to 16. Matthew chapter 20, beginning at verse 1, concluding at verse 16. Now, here we have an example where the chapter divisions that we have that are so familiar to us in our Bibles aren't all that helpful. Because we get to a new chapter, we assume we've moved on to something new, but it's very clear this is a continuation. It's Jesus commenting by means of a parable, a brief parable, on what had happened in the previous chapter, namely his encounter with the rich young ruler. You can see that. Look at verse 30 of chapter 19. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Then look at verse 16 of chapter 20. So the last will be first, and the first last. It's an amplification. Now, in the meeting with the rich young ruler, Jesus was showing that salvation is attained by grace alone. The rich ruler had apparently led an exemplary life. He said, what good must I do? What work must I do to earn my salvation? And Jesus shows him that he can't because he's a sinner. He points out the idol in his life and the man goes away. He can't be saved by works. None of us can be saved by works. But chapter 20, this parable of the vineyard, makes the point that having been saved by grace alone, we then, our whole life with the Lord is by grace. Our whole living, our serving with him is by grace. Now, it's a very simple parable. There's a man who owns a vineyard, and he begins hiring workers. It's time for the grapes to come in. He goes out in the morning. There's some men standing around. He hires them. He offers them a denarius a day. That's what a denarius was, one day's labor. And so in they go, but he needed more workers. So halfway through the day, he goes to the town. There's some men standing around. He goes, well, hey, come out and work in my vineyard, and I'll give you a denarius. Into the vineyard they go. Towards the end of the day, he runs across some other men. Why aren't you in the vineyard? Well, nobody hired us. Well, I'm hiring you. Go into the vineyard, and you join them. Well, the day's over. The work is done. And they're going to deal out the denariuses. And Jesus points out that the owner of the vineyard gives each of them a denarius. But the men who went first were angry, they were unhappy, because they got the same amount of money for working all day that somebody else got for working a couple of hours. That's the story. And they complain, why didn't we get more than them? And Jesus points out to them, you got what I gave you. You worked for a denarius, I gave you a denarius. Don't be upset if I show generosity. And then he says, the last will be first, the first will be last. Now, there's so many lessons, very briefly though. Isn't it true that as people who've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, God sent his Son to suffer on the cross so that I would be forgiven, so that you would be forgiven. He's given us all that he has in Jesus, and yet we look around the church and somebody else has something we want and we don't have it, and we're embittered towards the Lord. We need to be free from that. Gratitude is the chief virtue that drives a healthy Christian life. Tonight we'll be looking in our evening sermon on the sin of pride and how it poisons even success. Oh, but if we only will look at our lives and say, yes, other people have things in some currency that I value and I don't have it and the Lord's given it to them. I am a sinner saved by grace. Jesus wants us to be grateful and to be willing. I often say this to ministers when I'm speaking at ministers group. The key to serving the Lord Jesus Christ is the joy of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. That what we do be done out of humble gratitude. And if it seems I have the lowest place, let me remember that Jesus says, many who are last will be first. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out on about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, you go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I'll give you. So they went, going out again about the sixth hour, and the ninth hour he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? They said to him, because no one has hired us. He said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired the first came, They thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden all the day of the day in the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do with what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. May God be praised for the reading and hearing of his holy word.